From the Gatorade broadcast booth, I'm Nick Brinks with this state track and field update on Kick 106.7. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. We have more official results that have come in. Our morning field events have pretty well wrapped up. In the girls' shot put for Class 2A, Tristan Gordon of South Central Calhoun finishes 9th overall, missing out on a medal by one position with a best throw of 37 feet, 1 1/4 inch. In that same event, Kemper's Ellie Sybil finishes 10th overall with a best throw of 37 feet and 3/4 inches. In the 3A girls discus, Olivia Rowetter of Carroll brings home an 11th place finish with a best throw of 110 feet, 5 inches. In the 2A boys long jump, Kemper's Ben Gherkin finishes 23rd overall with a best jump of 18 feet, 11 inches. A couple of these are repeats, but I'll bring them to you anyway. Audubon finishes 19th in the girls' shuttle hurdle. One team was disqualified. I mentioned they finished 20th in my last update. They moved up to 19th with that time of 1:11.51. In the girls' shuttle hurdle for 3A, Carroll finishes 11th with a time of 1:09.61. In the girls' 3,000-meter 2A final, Iris Melody of South Central Calhoun was 13th with a personal record time of 10:58.61. And we just wrapped up the boys' 3,200-meter final for Class 2A, and we had three competitors. Isaiah Aragon of ESAC was 12th with a time of 9:58.78. Jacob Graving of Kemper finished 14th with a time of 10 minutes, 4 seconds, and 9 1/100ths. And in the 18th position, it was Parker Engel of ESAC finishing with a time of 10:21.67. We've got a bit of a break now. We get more field events underway at 11:30 with Kemper's Evan Adams in the boys' shot put. And the 2A girls' long jump, Morgan Mashing of Kemper competing there. And then our next running event isn't until afternoon with the boys' 4x800. Kemper will compete there for Class 2A. And then our morning 2A, 3A session will be winding down. We do have a few more running events after 1 o'clock and before 2 o'clock. I'll bring you those a little bit later on. All of today's results, photos, interviews, and more can be found at sports.1380kcim.com. You can also find the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network on Facebook and Twitter for updates there. This update has been brought to you by A Fun Top and Jeans, Motor Inn, Brick House Brews, Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton, Haley Equipment, Sundrip Transfer, and Aquatic Resource Management. I'm Nick Brinks from the Gatorade Broadcast Booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines on Kick 106.7.